Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we will be discussing events during the Korean War and how this affected the start of the Cold War. Although there were significant tensions between the United States and the Soviet Union in Europe, these existed around other parts of the world, including Asia. During the late 1940s, the Soviets and the USSR were involved in different disputes across Europe, and this led to America developing a policy known as containment. This was a plan not to push back Soviet control, but instead to stop their expansion into any new areas. Within Europe, the containment policy included actions such as the Marshall Plan. The Marshall Plan involved the United States offering loans and other support to Western European countries to allow them to rebuild after the war. This was designed to stop those countries suffering from the effects of war and as such being attracted towards communism. During World War II, Japan had ruled Korea, but it lost control at the end of the war. The Soviet Union had already invaded the north of Korea before the war came to an end, and at the same time, America sent soldiers into the south of Korea. Both parts of Korea now separated and had their own distinct government. In June 1950, North Korean forces invaded the south, with the aim of taking control of the entire Korean peninsula and imposing communism. The USA feared what was known as the domino theory. This was the belief that if Korea turned communist, so too would other countries across Asia. This was especially the case after China, Asia and the world's largest country, became communist in 1949. North Korea was being given military support by China and the Soviet Union. As such, the United Nations, led by the United States, then sent troops into South Korea to stop the North's invasion and to prevent communism spread. During the first year of war, both sides made and lost ground. Control of Seoul, which was a major city in the South, changed on numerous occasions as the North had first advanced and then was pushed back before the United States advanced and was also pushed back. However, from 1951 onwards, both sides were largely kept into their own areas, making very little progress. Eventually, by July 1953, an armistice, or truce, was reached. This officially divided Korea at the 38th parallel between North and South. In fact, it did not technically end the war, and both sides are officially still at war today. The Korean War had shown America that military intervention could be used to stop communist expansion, and this would affect later events which took place in Vietnam. It also led to significant tensions between America and the Soviets, as America feared communist spread around the world, including military force if needs be.